What causes dishonesty? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Neil Garrett, postdoctoral researcher in the Daw Lab at the Princeton Neuroscience Institute, looked into our brains to find a clue.
You've probably observed in life how dishonesty can be a slippery slope, where small acts of dishonesty progress to larger and larger ones. There might be many reasons why such a slippery slope occurs, but we suspected that one of these was a basic biological principle of how our brain works, emotional adaptation. This is the idea that when you first encounter an emotional stimuli, let's say a photo of a mutilated body, you have a strong emotional response to it. But if you see the photo again and again, your brain adapts, neurons quieten down, and you no longer have such a strong emotional reaction. So imagine dishonesty as an unpleasant picture. The first time you cheat on your taxes, you feel bad about it, and this curbs your dishonesty. But the next time you cheat, you've adapted. There's less of a negative reaction to hold you back, and you lie more as a result. So to test this, we conducted an experiment in which participants gave financial advice to a second person reliant on this advice. They did this whilst they were lying in an MRI scanner so that we could look for changes in their brain activity. In one block of trials, participants were incentivized to make their advice dishonest. Giving dishonest advice benefited them, but came at a cost to the person receiving this advice. Our data revealed that the amount by which participants lied got larger and larger over the course of this block. They started out with small lies, but these grew and ended with much larger lies. Looking at the brain, we found that at first the amygdala, part of the brain that's important for processing emotion, responded strongly when participants lied. But as time went on, it responded less and less. And the more the amygdala response dropped, the more the participants would lie at the next opportunity that they got. This study provides the first empirical evidence that dishonest behaviour escalates when it's repeated, when all else is held constant. And it ties this phenomenon to emotional adaptation. It highlights the potential dangers of engaging in small acts of dishonesty on a regular basis, but also suggests a possible avenue to curb dishonesty, such as finding ways to reproduce a negative emotional reaction that stops us from engaging in such acts.
That was Neil Garrett of the Princeton Neuroscience Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. 'Cause that's the way of dishonesty.